For many of us on the East Coast, it's been a wet and windy July 4th. Hurricane Arthur has brought powerful gusts and drenching rains as it travels up the eastern seaboard. Storm watchers have been posting images of Hurricane Arthur as it moves north state by state. But one of our producers here spotted some incredible images of Arthur from space. My colleague Andrea Crossan is with me in the studio. And Andrea, what have you been looking at?
Hey, Carol. So I'm going to be honest and say that I have been completely nerding out today. I've been looking at images of Arthur from space, and it's because I discovered that some of the crew members aboard the International Space Station have been tweeting photos. Now, the space station's orbit is right on course to pass over the storm, so astronauts have been watching from space as it's developed, and they've been tweeting what they've been seeing.
And obviously, a storm from space is very different from a storm on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing about a hurricane is from the ground, what we see, it's going to be the destruction from the wind and from the rain. But from space, you can see the beauty in this incredible force of nature. So if you want to nerd out with me, you need to follow American astronaut Reid Weissman. His Twitter handle is astro_Reid, and he's been tweeting images since July 2nd, when Arthur was still just a tropical storm over the coast of Florida.
Yeah, I see an image he tweeted that day on July 2nd saying, "Just flew over tropical storm Arthur, hoping it heads out to sea. Looks mean."
Yeah, and yesterday, Reid tweeted a picture that clearly shows the eye of the hurricane.
Yeah, the photo's amazing. You actually see that little eye, which is sort of a break in this otherwise thick, white cloud. And he's also not the only astronaut you've been Twitter stalking.
No, I have to come clean, Carol, that I've also been Twitter stalking German astronaut Alexander Gierst. He's a member of the European Space Agency, and his Twitter handle, if you want to follow him, is astro_Alex. He's been sharing images of the hurricane, including one of it just before it hit landfall this morning off North Carolina. I did reach out to NASA and also to the European Space Agency to see if I could speak to Alex or to Reid today and talk about their photos. But that was a no-go. It turns out it would be easier to grow wings and fly up to the space station than it would be to make a phone call and chat with an astronaut. But the good news is that the crew aboard the space station has Independence Day off. So hopefully Reid and Alex will use some of their free time today to post more pictures. Also, if you want to see them, you can see the space station. There's a NASA website where if you put in your city and your state, it tells you when the space station is going to be passing overhead.
That's cool. Well, we have a link to that website, and you can see all of the pictures that Andrea's been collecting. They're all up on PRI.org. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you, Carol.